You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
All right, here we are. The wonderful program that's all over the internet that, you know, is so special and so important to the world. As we talk about the behind-the-scenes things that go on in our marriage.
She sounds like a dork.
TJ and Jody's house. Oh, but it's more than our house. It's our life. And we feel that our life as a married couple of 61 years is just so important that it would be a sin not to share it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as always, we want to say, such a heartfelt thank you to our friends at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress for making this all possible, being the sponsor of TJ and Jody's House, the podcast.
Uh-huh.
Now, Jody, Angel,
yes.
Kitten.
Yes, don't call me Kitten.
What are the wonderful things going on? Now, you actually went and talked to the fine people. You talked to Katie,
yes,
as well as Virgo.
Or Libra.
Oh, her name's Libra. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. Libra.
Yes, I went in and chatted with them. Oops. I wanted to see all the new things that they've gotten in. And they showed me a new couch set that they have. It's their Lux Living line.
Yes.
And you can arrange it to fit your living room or whatever room you want it in specifically. Stain resistant to the point of if you spilled bleach on it, it's not gonna show.
Well, I don't know what kind of magic that is.
It's magic.
But you can't even stain it with bleach. Like, bleach won't take the color out of it.
No. Isn't that insane? And
man,
then our chairs that we have that we love, the swivel recliners, all new materials and prints and that. Loved it. Had to sit in that a little bit.
Yeah, they've improved the chairs that we've got several times since we've gotten new ones.
Now I want new ones, but I will. And then we decided that we were a little tired, so we went and laid down on their new mattress. Oh, if you can't find me, that's where I'm going to be, just laid up in there. And it's their Posh and Lavish line.
Oh, Posh and Lavish.
Yes. Okay. And
now, is it like two different things, like Posh and Lavish or Posh and Lavish?
Posh and Lavish.
Okay.
You can get it in a split king. You can, I mean, there's all different ways to get it, but oh my gosh, that is the most comfortable mattress.
We should have gotten us one or two.
Well, I was going to.
You didn't have my truck, so I guess you couldn't. But they do have a great delivery service. So, you know, whatever you're looking for, whether it's living room furniture, bedroom furniture, mattresses, pillows, all of it, is at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Go to their website, acetj.com/mattress. You can check out all of their stuff. They have several locations, including an outlet store all throughout the Lake Norman area, but delivering Charlotte and beyond.
Yes.
You know, so
yep.
acetj.com/mattress, Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Huh.
Hmm.
Now, hold on a minute. I moved my notes here and put them underneath the computer. I don't know why. So this is actually take two. We started a minute ago, and then I realized that I didn't turn the monitor around. So, you know, I always have to do that so Jody doesn't stare at herself in the...
You were staring at yourself.
...in the thing, in, you know, stare down here when the camera's up there. And I took the little sign off the camera that said, look here, with an arrow. Because I figured you would have that down by now to look at the camera.
I do. Thank you, teacher.
Well, good. So Jody had a big day yesterday, the whole small town adventure. Anytime my little friend Jenny and her handsome husband Michael are not here on the weekends and we do a small town adventures by ourselves. If you don't know what that is, that's where we just pick a Saturday and go to a little place, you know, that that needs to be discovered. No, it just maybe some place we've never been. We go into these smaller towns and just see what all they have to offer and the fun stuff and on. So when my little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael are with us, then it has a certain theme to it where we'll end up going from, you know, but pretty much bars and restaurants around. And then when they're not with us, then that is the opportunity for Jody to make me go do things that are kind of feminine.
Right, I do. Oops.
But yesterday was the most feminine thing that I've had to do.
It was.
And that was, well, first of all, she gave me a head fake because she was like, it's going to be raining all day Saturday. Let's just stay home. Let's just relax.
What was supposed to be?
Oh, wow. That would be hot. And watch movies and just chill out. Watch movies. You know, whatever. So then she said, well, it's not raining anymore. Let's go. So we went to the tulip farm.
Yeah. I've done that the last several years ago, and but it is a short window that you can go get the tulips. As you know, tulips don't bloom long. Mm-hmm. And I've gone in the past with our daughter, but now she's gone, and I had nobody to go with.
Well, I mean, she's in Nashville.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want you to say like,
no, she was gone. She's living out of town. So I wanted to go, and I didn't. I was going to try to go and plan a time to go. But then I thought, we're looking for something to do. Wouldn't you love to go to a tulip farm? And I knew it wasn't going to take long.
Yeah.
And it didn't. And it's cute out there.
It was adorable.
It was cold.
So beautiful.
It was cold. It was windy. That was the thing. You don't like wind. You're fine with cold, but windy. Yeah. But we went prepared because they had had on their social media pages that if you came out that to wear boots because it was really muddy. So we were prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I got my tulips.
So they give you a basket and a pair of scissors. And you walk through the different rows of tulips. And they have them planted in different... Each row is a different
so pretty.
Color.
Oh,
so you go pick the colors that you want. And so you got a dozen tulips, and it was what?
$1 a stem.
Okay, so $1 a
tulip.
And then they charge you $5 at the gate to get in.
So I had we had $22 of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be glad I didn't make you pose. Did you see the antique bath out in the middle of the tulips that you can lay in and take a picture?
No. I didn't see
I should have put you in that. But I didn't know how you'd get out.
Oh, yeah.
That would be
what
funny.
Do you mean? How
well, you're clumsy.
Clumsy is the new word for fat.
No, I didn't say that.
Have you seen him lately? He has really gotten clumsy. He's been eating nonstop.
That's not what I was saying. You know you're clumsy.
Wow.
You fall out of things.
Man.
All right, I'm not going to get into this, but you are clumsy.
Oh, yeah. He must have been working out. He's not nearly as clumsy as he used to be.
Well, that's on you, not me. I didn't say it.
Whatever.
Anyway,
but it wasn't bad. I mean,
it was just cold. I didn't realize how windy it was. Last year when we went, they had some baby goats, and oh my gosh, our daughter freaked out. I thought we were coming home with one. But there was no baby goats. We could hear goats, but no baby goats.
I mean, it was muddy. I wouldn't have been wanting to play with a goat running around in the mud anyway.
Yeah, it was cute, though. Oh, my gosh. So,
what was the name of the place? And I guess it still is the name of the place. That was just yesterday.
It's Howard Family Farm in Harmony, North Carolina.
Right. So it was the smallest town of any small town adventure we've ever done.
And then while we were there, are we proceeding to tell what else we did?
Sure, yeah.
So we didn't really know what we were going to do after that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just start looking on the phone at... you know, what's near there. And I discovered the Shiloh General Store, which is an Amish store. Oh, my goodness. It was the best thing I've ever seen, and I don't know how long. But I said, let's go here. It's not far. Everybody's, you know, it's saying to go there. So we had, and the driving was pretty, wasn't it?
It was. It's the Elkin, North Carolina area.
Mm-hmm.
I think Elkin and And what's the other way? Is it Winston, Salem? Mm-hmm. It's around that area of North Carolina. And it was it was really a cool area. Mm-hmm. The general store was packed, they were getting close to closing time too. Because I heard one of the Amish guys, the older gentleman, working behind the counter there, and he said, it's closing time, one last call for alcohol.
Ha ha.
It's closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey and beer.
And the Amish.
Yeah, the Amish usually don't post to sing stuff like that, but...
Anyway, what we didn't get to do, well, it was so packed in there, but it was a lot of people packed by the butcher area, because you could order sandwiches, and then everybody's been telling us how great those sandwiches are. And then they have a huge front porch with all those chairs, what are they called? Like Adirondack.
Yeah.
Chairs, and everybody, tons, and people sit out there with their little sandwiches and stuff, but we didn't get to eat the sandwich. We have to go back for that.
Yeah, and I wonder, though, how much of that, it's great, it's great, it's great, comes from people who are just saying that because the people are Amish.
Well, you ate the rolls in the car as soon as your seat hit, your rear end hit the seat. What'd you think?
We bought a package of rolls. I mean, they were okay.
You are he was moaning, oh my gosh.
It was all right.
He loved it.
But I think some Baptists could have done just as well, or some Methodists.
Well, maybe.
I think a lot of people are just like, it's the Amish. And they're like, ooh.
It
makes me a better person if I love what the Amish are doing here.
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think they're just known for their good cooking skills.
Yeah, they were looking at me funny because I have a mustache with my beard. They were like, "Uh-oh."
Nobody's looking at you. Oh, and then when we were leaving.
No, I'm kidding. It was really good. It was really good. I love the Amish. I'm sorry, but I just don't know how they're allowed to use cash registers.
Yeah, I know.
They're not supposed to use technology of any type.
Yeah.
But they were sure doing Apple Pay and all kinds of stuff.
And not everything in there was from the Amish. There was things that they sold that were not.
Yeah, I saw they have matzo balls, bagels, a couple of Jewish items. Okay. In there.
Well, anyway.
Brisket. They had a nice brisket to die for. Mm-hmm. Oh, hand to God.
But anyway, it was good. It was fun. I'm going back, sure.
You are?
Yep.
With or without me?
Yep.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure that'll be the thing now.
But it's beautiful out there. Beautiful drive.
Yeah. And then we went on into Elkin,
Before we went to Elkin, I noticed that there was a lot of signs for wineries. Mm-hmm. And I started Googling those, and we went to one, and it was great. It was beautiful. It was fun.
Except it wasn't fun whenever the gnats started swarming and two gnats got in your wine.
I know, I almost died.
Literally, that could have killed you.
That's gross. And then we left there and went on into Elkin.
All right. And we just wanted to look at Elkin. Everybody was saying, everybody on the comments was going, go to Elkin.
Go to Elkin.
And we said, okay. Uh-huh.
So we drove through Elkin.
So we looked up the winery that we went to, and it was the only one that said that they had beer. They served beer and wine at the winery. So well, let's go to that. I don't mind. I like certain types of wine. I'm not against wine. But, I was looking for something refreshing, So we found the one that did say that they served beer. So we get there, and I'm looking, and it's a beautiful place. I don't see the beer anywhere. And then we asked the guy, do you have beer? And he goes, well, we have this. And he turned to one little tap behind him, and he said, this is a wine made with hops, and it's our version of, and then he starts saying this, and this. And then he goes, it's more of a mead than a beer. Would you like to try that? And I said, no, thank you. Mm-hmm. I'll just have a glass of this wine.
They were so nice in there.
They were nice. But there's no way I was drinking a mead.
Yeah. They had a sunroom you could sit in. They had a balcony, or you could go down. They had a little area that had, it was like a little pond, and they had a bunch of chairs by the pond.
Yeah, it was very nice. Cool.
It's pretty.
Then we drove about 20 minutes into Elkin, and they have a very quaint little downtown area, and we went into a bar and had one beer. The place was called Embers something bar. Embers Eclectic
Pub
or something like that. It was cool. It was a really cool place. And then
we were watching some basketball.
Mm-hmm. And we were at home and in our pajamas by 6:45.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Eating.
Mm-hmm. And then we watched a few episodes of that documentary about the Netflix. I mean, I'm sorry, the Nickelodeon kids.
That is disturbing.
Yeah, that's bad business. All right. Moving on. Is there anything else you want to say about your adventures yesterday?
Nope.
Okay.
I love all of our adventures. I love adventures when we're with little friend Jenny, handsome husband Michael. I love those.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought maybe since they weren't here, I could throw in my tulip visit. And then everything kind of spiraled from that, because we really were not going anywhere as of yesterday morning.
Yeah. And to be honest, I would have been sad if you hadn't have gotten to go to the tulip patch since you go every year with Lainey. Oh,
thank you. Because it is a big deal to me. Yeah.
And I know, but you would have rather had her here to do that with you since y'all always do it together. Mm. But now there's a new tradition.
You get to go. Maybe we'll get Boy to go.
Oh, that's not going to happen. See, I think he should have stepped up and been the one to take Lainey's place.
You would think this he was year. A good son.
Mm-hmm. But he's not.
No.
He's not.
Mm.
All right. So we didn't get in a TJ and Jody's house episode last week because we had technical issues and stuff. We got all that fixed, hopefully. But we have to tell you about Jody living one of the most terrifying moments of her life. Hmm. Okay, well, we'll do that next.
TJ and Jody's house.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. The look into our world. So every time we record the podcast now, we are in the loft of our real house, not some set. I know it looks like a set. But our son is in his room right there. And you know, it's weird to see my mom and dad are out there doing a podcast.
He didn't care. When he walked through a little while ago, he goes, "Break a leg."
Mm-hmm.
Making fun of us.
Yeah. So, last week, 2 weeks ago, basically, almost 10 days ago, Jody was walking the neighborhood with our next door neighbor. They walk for exercise. Mm-hmm. Our neighborhood has a lot of hills and stuff, and it's a difficult walk. And she came back in. This was last Saturday. She came back in. And so it wasn't 2 weeks ago, it was a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So she came in and she was panicked, and she said, I just fell down, and she's holding her hands out like this, and her pants are ripped where she had fallen and skinned her knee on the
bleeding
on the concrete on the blacktop.
I was sweating.
Yeah.
God.
And then she said, "I fell down," and then she goes, "And I thought two pit bulls were going to get us." And so she starts telling this story. I mean, it was a long story about how they were walking, and then there was another woman walking her dog on a leash, and then these two pit bulls came out of nowhere because they weren't, you know, on leashes, and they, you know, they were just roaming the neighborhood free, and they attacked the other lady's dog.
Yes, it was awful.
Okay, and then the woman that you're walking with, our neighbor Julie.
Yeah.
She's trying to get the pit bull to leave that dog alone,
yeah,
and calls it.
Claps for both. It was two pit bulls. Mm-hmm. It was a white one and a black one. And she claps for them to come to us because the lady's probably 2.5 houses ahead of us. But the pit bulls just came from out of nowhere flying down this driveway. And I mean, just one was at the, it was a lab. The lady was walking at its throat. The other one was at its back. She's screaming. She doesn't want to let go of the leash because she's afraid if she lets go of the leash, then they're going to really attack it. And her lab was trying to protect her. And I don't know. It was just crazy. So then Julie, the neighbor I'm walking with, is like, come here to the dogs. And
which, if they're coming to her, then they're coming to you.
Yeah. And I have a true total fear of pit bulls. I just do. I don't want pit bull people coming at me. I think it's sweet, y'all. Love your dogs, but I am truly scared of pit bulls. So she's saying, "Come here to the pit bulls." So guess what? Here they come. And when I get scared or panicked on anything, I just freeze. So I'm standing there and I'm frozen and I look at her and I say, Julie, what am I going to do? Because she knows. She knows that my fear of that. She goes, just don't look at them and stand still, which I'm thinking, I don't have a problem standing still because I can't move. Yeah. And so I looked and they came and they were just walking around and around and around my ankles. And I'm just thinking, oh my gosh. And she goes, I'm so sorry. I called them over here. I know you're panicked. I know you, and I said, well, what are we going to do? And she goes, let's just slowly turn around and start heading back the other way, slowly. And I said, okay. So we slowly turned around and started walking. They followed us for a few minutes, and then they went up somebody else's driveway. They had on those collars for an electric fence.
Mm-hmm.
So we leave there. I don't even know. It was like, I don't know. It was like not real or something. So we start walking. This girl drives up, wants to know if we've seen two pit bulls. We tell her, yep, they've attacked that dog. They're mm-hmm. on the loose. She said it was her neighbor's dogs, da 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 da. So, and then we see somebody coming at us. There's people walking all over here, and they have two tiny dogs. So we're like, don't head down that way, because if they did that to the lab, I would be scared they would do something like that to the little puppy. So anyway, we get back here, and the neighbor who, it was her dog, lives about three doors down from us, and we see her, and we're talking to her about what happened, asking her if her dog's okay, which her dog had a harness on it, so it was up around its neck. So when the pit bull went for its neck, it was just a bunch of slobber and stuff and couldn't get to it. It did. The other one kind of bit its behind, but I don't think it punctured it. So I'm so frazzled at this point, and I'm just standing there, and I go, okay, look, I gotta go get in the shower. I turn, not walking, turn and fall over. There's a pothole in the ground. My ankle, I don't know, twisted or whatever. I fall down. My leggings ripped, like the knee of them, and my knee's bleeding. I'm landing on my hands. My hands are red.
So she's telling me this long story about the pit bull after she told me that she had fallen. So at the end, I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. So the pit bulls made you fall? Oh, no, I stepped in a pothole and fell out in front of the house after that was over.
That had nothing to do with me falling.
But anyway.
So I was more mad about my leggings ripping than I was anything. Oh, I was furious about that.
So let me say this about you pit bull people.
Oh, God.
If you want to start writing in and calling in and talking trash because somebody said something negative about a pit bull, then just deal with it. Tough. You can save your time. Don't be writing in here trying to complain to me about you're being upset and offended because somebody's scared of pit bulls.
Okay.
I honestly don't think pit bulls should be allowed in U.S. America. Oh. I honestly don't.
Okay. I just
you don't read about Labrador retrievers in the news every day eating somebody's face off. I'm just saying, if we got laws against people having alligators in their yards and tigers and stuff.
And the thing is, like, it's okay if you have them, but like, what, like, these no, shouldn't not. Have, they shouldn't have been out roaming freely. And then a pit bull or whatever dog is attacking another dog by it. And it was on the opposite side of the street. It was horrible to listen to that owner screaming and trying to get that lab away from those dogs. And that dog was not doing anything but just walking down the street.
Mm-hmm. And had probably encountered several other dogs walking that day. Mm-hmm. Just the encounter with the pit bulls out of nowhere. It probably was like on that Madea movie about Halloween, when all those people came running out of the woods out of nowhere, like that clown, and was attacking Madea's car and all that. That's probably what it was like. Okay. They just came out of nowhere and just started going and doing.
I was scared. That's that. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Pit bull people.
But they didn't hurt me. I hurt myself.
Yeah. Because if they had of.
Okay. Okay. Next.
Yep. But, well, you mean, y'all can complain to me all you want. I don't care. I'll debate you all day, every day on it. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't want to debate. I'm tired. I just want some new leggings. That's all.
Yeah, I would take them up there to the pit. You want me to take your leggings up to the pit bull house and go, hey, you owe my wife some new. Well, no, they didn't make it fall.
They didn't do that. They didn't do anything.
Yeah. That's right.
I did it to me.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. I give them that.
Yeah. They didn't do anything. And honestly, they were really calm when they came, when they were circling on my ankles. Probably because they were so worn out from attacking the lab.
No, it's probably one of their other personalities kicked in, and they were like, okay, well, we're chill now.
I'm glad. Stop. All right, let's go to the next subject.
All right, well, we'll take a break. I would say I'm just kidding with you pit bull people, but I'm really not. I'm exaggerating a little bit, trying to just... You know, aggravate a little bit, but I mean, I truly don't like them, pit bulls.
I don't think it's that you don't like them; it's that you don't trust them.
Well, I mean,
and it depends on who raises them.
No, it doesn't. Oh, no, it doesn't. People always say that it depends on who raises them, but I mean, if you got to have a dog, the type of dog you got to have is so, you know. It's so particular that you got to always say that. Well, it depends on who. You never hear that about golden retrievers. You know, golden retrievers are vicious. It just depends on who raises them.
Are Dobermans around anymore?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no. I think all the pit bulls ate them.
Stop it. Stop. I say that because my dad was bit by a Doberman.
Yeah. Yeah, they're still around.
I've just never seen any, really.
No, you don't see them very. They're not trendy anymore, I don't think.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Right.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. none of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table & Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, we got to wrap this up. We got to get this segment done. Jody's got to go get her car washed. Yeah. Going out to that tulip farm yesterday, got mud all over her car, and she just can't stand it. So she's got to go get that done. Mm-hmm. Now here's the way stuff goes around here. Mm-hmm. All right. So I've been making a little list like this. I write down things on a, I dropped it. Never mind. It's a note card. It has things on it that we're, you know, each segment is what we're going to talk about. A little outline. Up until 2 weeks ago, Jody was, I just come in and we talk about whatever he's going to talk about. I don't have to do anything about it. I just like wait, and I like it that way. Well, all of a sudden, she started coming, looking at my list of things that I've written down for us to talk about. And we, when I made it the list earlier, I put the last segment to be the Dollar Tree Treasures thing. And let me get that. Has that been in the way the whole time? Oh, God. Huh. It's so... Hang on. There. So, I came up here, and she's already sit after I got the set put up and everything. She's sitting here. And I said, why are you been up here waiting? And she goes, well, I mean, I saw you had Dollar Tree stuff on the list, and I didn't really have anything. So now I had to go find some stuff that I bought at the dollar store to share. I'm like, well, I didn't know that. And we could have easily done something else.
Yeah.
But she came in, saw it written on the list, and she's like, whereas if she just didn't look at the list.
Well, then what?
Then I would have looked. Prepared you now. Know what I would have done? I would have come in here. And I said, "Hey, I don't remember. Did you say you had dollar store stuff this week or not?" Mm-hmm. And if you said not really, then I'd have gone, "Okay, well then we'll talk about this or whatever." Mm-hmm. But
okay,
it's fine because I like the dollar store things. And she I don't know. Did you have these dollar store things? You just didn't want to share them because they're supposed to be surprises for Easter or something?
No.
Okay.
I have them. I forgot I got them.
All right.
But listen, it may not, we may just do whatever treasures I find from anywhere. It may be Dollar Tree. It may be Dollar General. It may be Pop Shelf. I don't mm-hmm. know.
I think so.
I'm changing it up.
And we'll do that until one of them decides they want to be the sponsor of the segment, and then we'll exclusively use that one.
Exactly.
Dollar Tree has turned down said opportunity to sponsor the segment, so
That's fine.
Yeah, it's all right.
I still like the Dollar Tree.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll show you what I got. So we've been doing yard work. I'm sure you've talked about that. How you've been doing mm-hmm. yard work?
Mm-hmm.
I know you have. And I ruined my gloves with the mulch that we put out. So look how cute these are. Got me some new little gardening gloves.
Are those $1.25 or $5?
$1.25.
Okay.
And they're nice, aren't they?
Yeah,
very. For the rubber on this side.
They
got little lemons on them. They're
very
cute as they can be.
Yep. Do they have oven gloves from you throwing my oven mitt gloves away?
No.
My I have these oven gloves. They started out being called oven gloves. Those were the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had company one night, and Jody threw them away when she was cleaning up the kitchen. And so now I have not.
No, I didn't.
I have no oven gloves.
He threw them away. But anyway.
I didn't even clean the kitchen.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay. And the other thing is I needed a new towel wrap for when I get out of the shower. And this is a microfiber hair wrap.
Oh, I was going to say, that thing's tiny.
Love it.
To be wrapping around you.
It's soft. Feel that. And you know I love
purple. Oh, yeah.
As you see, look what I'm
Everybody wearing. Knows you love purple, girl. I'm sitting here. That's all people talk about.
And then I got me a new eyeglass cleaning cloth. It was purple.
Mm-hmm. Purple's my favorite color, too. So.
And look at this.
Why are you biting
I got us for $1.25 eyeglass cleaner.
You know.
Hush.
I saw that in the pantry in there. And
I need to clean all my glasses. They're horrible.
But I thought, why in the world is she hiding this from me? Because you put that in the closet with the stuff that you hide from me, like Little Debbie's and Easter candy and things like
but
that.
But I do that. I put it in there so that I know, like when we go to do this, that this is the stuff I've bought.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'll use it.
Okay, but I just couldn't figure out why that was something you were trying to hide from me.
I wasn't.
I get why you hide the Little Debbie's and the candy and stuff.
Why do I hide that?
Because you think I'm fat.
No.
Why and you I? Remind me about every 5 minutes.
I do not. I do not.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
But yeah, you do need to clean your glasses all
the
time.
Oh my God, they're are you so
gonna,
bad.
Are you going to use those things, the wipey cloth and the glass cleaner?
Uh-huh.
Well, let me see your glasses now. Are they up here?
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh.
And they're purple.
Look at that. That's hideous.
Wow.
I know. I'm sorry.
I wish the camera could pick that up.
So bad.
So gross.
It's disgust. I agree. Because I do this.
Wow.
Can you see?
It looks like I just came up from out of a swimming pool.
Well, I'll clean them today with my new cleaner and cleaner cloth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about a little trick that I did this week. For you people that like to clean, like me, clean windows. I got so excited over this. So I found if you get 3 microfiber towels, which you can get those at the dollar store, and you do, and Dawn dish liquid, which you can get that at the dollar store.
Yeah, but it's Dawn, D-O-N.
Dawn.
At the dollar store.
Dawn.
It's a knockoff, Dawn.
It's not. He's making fun of me. But anyway. You get it. You get the first towel really wet, and you put the Dawn liquid on it and get it soapy. Not wringing wet, but wet. And wipe your windows from top to bottom, side to side, side to side. Get the second microfiber towel, dampen it, not wringing wet, but just damp. Go over that where it's just water, and then take the third dry microfiber towel and go over that. No streaks, crystal clear. I was so excited. So then I got on a roll, and I was wanting to do all the windows, but no.
Mm-hmm. And
it's easy.
Needing me to go outside and help her with the ones outside, hold the ladder for her.
I didn't want to fall again this week.
But she was looking at it, like, she's like, okay, well, I guess I can do the outside of those tomorrow.
That was stressing
me.
She's
looking at them, and then. She kept mentioning it. And I mean, we have a big ladder. I mean, I need a big ladder. We're going to need a big ladder. You have one, don't you? Yeah, I do.
Go get it.
No, she just kept saying, then finally I go, because she said, I'm about to go take a bath now. I'm exhausted. I'm going to go take a bath. I've been going all day. And then she kept saying something about the ladder and the windows. And finally I said, do you want to do that now before you go to bed? I mean, before you go take a bath?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think I would. Yeah. Just obsessing about it.
Well, the windows look disgusting. And yeah. I'd already cleaned the inside, so I wanted to get the outside cleaned. And then I just love it. So 3 microfiber towels and Dawn dish liquid. That's all you need. But and water.
But you're Southern. You can say Dawn.
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 I know. It's stressing me to Dawn. Say Dawn. Dawn.
You say Dawn.
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 Anyway, good hack there, y'all. Good hack when you're doing your spring cleaning.
Would that be considered a hack?
Probably.
I don't know the language
fast.
Of the youth.
I just was so thrilled, and I wanted to share y'all with mm-hmm. my cleaning hack.
That's good.
I live an exciting life.
Are we still recording? Do we just get an update here? Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like we are. Never mind. My computer's been popping up little messages on the screen the whole time. I don't know whether we've recorded anything today or not.
I'm going to tell you what.
I guess we'll figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Why my face so red?
Why are you looking at yourself?
I don't know, because I'm looking at this messages. I'm looking. All right.
You need to look up
there. All right.
There.
Thank you. We got to go. Bye. Bye.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.